Welcome back, everybody. It's another episode of Wine Downs with Pri. It's your girl Pri Alley, and we're back. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope the week is off to a great start. Some people are asking me when my podcast comes on. Guys, it comes on bi-weekly, Wednesdays, okay? Every Wednesday, we drop a new episode bi-weekly. Again, bi-weekly, and we're here, and I can't wait to pour into you guys this week. Comment down below where you're listening from. Please rate, comment, share the podcast. My goal this year is to really grow the podcast, and I'm hoping to do so with all of you. My beautiful listeners, I thank you guys for your support so far. I've gotten some really good feedback on the podcast, but anyways, back to why you guys are here. So today on the show, we're talking about growing your no muscle. I don't know about you guys, but 2024 feels like such a beautiful year in like an internal and spiritual way. I know everyone has different, you know, ways and how their year is going and different energies and feelings about the year. But I love a new year. And I feel like this year is definitely a year of shifts. I think it's the year where we're tapping into our inner selves and just being better people. For a lot of our 90s babies, some people are turning 30 this year. And I feel like this year is like having you rethink your priorities about what really matters and setting boundaries. Okay. That's the key word in today's episode, boundaries. As human beings, we're so focused on always saying yes to things. I remember I actually read a book a couple years ago, probably like 10 years now, almost 10 years ago. I read Shonda Rhimes' book, and that book is called The Year of Yes. And in the book, she talked about how she always said no to things because she was so scared. And she was finally convinced, I think it was her daughter or her sister, somebody convinced her to say yes to something. And she did a whole year where she said yes to everything. And it was such a beautiful story. And I remember being so inspired by it. If you have time, pick up that book. It's a great book. And I think it motivates you to just be a better person if you're someone that struggles with like pursuing things or starting something new, like whatever, or just to be inspired. Honestly, it's a great book. But it's quite opposite to this topic today, which is saying no, growing your no muscle. Some of us feel so depleted. The more I talk to people, the more I feel like a lot of us are dealing with like setting boundaries with our friendships, with our colleagues, with our relationships, with our families, parents. Like we're so burnt out because we're giving. But then you're saying yes. And in the long run, you're unable to fill all those commitments because worst case scenario, you're now empty. The tank is on E, okay? You have nothing left to give. And today I want to tell you, sis or bro, just about growing your no muscle and resettling into saying no. Okay, saying no is empowering. For a lot of us, we grew up in homes that we never felt like we could say no to things because of how our family dynamics are. So saying no is like such a taboo thing, right? And if it feels like we grow as we get older, we now become people pleasers in a way because now we feel bad when we say no to something. We're like, man, I don't want my friend to be upset with me, or I just don't want my sibling to be upset. And now I'm like saying yes to something that is not necessarily agreeing with my spirit. I hate when I say yes to things and my spirit feels heavy. And I feel like where I'm at in my life and in my spiritual journey, it's important to tap into your spirit. How does your spirit feel, right? And I think in a more, to even just relate this to recent events, J. Cole and Drake are beefing, right? And not J. Cole and Drake, J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, excuse me. And there's that whole diss record. And then J. Cole puts out this whole diss album, right? And then backpedals and now stands in front of a stage of all his fans, all his supporters and the whole world. And it's like, hey, I really am sorry about this track I put out and it just didn't sit right with my spirit. And I think a lot of people came at him crazy and it's like, not happy with that decision that he did that, but I can understand it, right? I might not like it, but I understand it because if something doesn't sit right with your spirit, it's not something you should be doing. And I think it's so important for us to tap into our spirit, tap into our inner selves, be so in tune and in alignment with ourselves that when we say yes to something, we feel good. We feel like lighter. We feel like refreshed. When we say no, it's not. I mean, when we say yes, it's not taking away something from us. It's not taking away our time. It's not taking away our money. It's not depleting us of our energy. Like a lot of times we underestimate what our yes actually means. You know what I mean? Like sometimes when a friend wants you to show up for an event and you might not have the funds for it, and instead of sitting with yourself and just sitting for a second, getting the text message and just being like, let me tap in. Let me actually take a beat and really like see if I can go to this, if I can actually attend and afford this. You say yes because you don't want to let that friend down. You know, you don't want to disappoint your friend. But I think it's important for us to be realistic with our situations and really understand where we're at, whether it's finances, spiritually, or with our calendar. Sometimes we're so booked and busy that adding another activity on the planner, it literally reaps you of your joy. You're now going to an activity that you're not even supposed to be there because you're so tired. And instead of now enjoying yourself, you're so tired, you're negative, your energy is felt by everybody around you. And it's so important to understand that energy is real, okay? And sit with yourself before you make a yes decision and even a no decision. But it's important for us to learn to start saying no. Start saying no to things that rip us of our joy. Start saying no to work tasks that seem too much for us at the time. Really articulate and understand yourself and breathe and really sit with your decision, because if you once that yes is out there, you cannot take it back. Now you're now forced to go do something that was not something you really originally wanted to do in the first place. And I'm actually going to tie it back biblically. One of my favorite scriptures is Galatians 1, verse 10. And it says, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. And I, for my spiritual girlies, if you know, you know, I think it's so important that even though God calls us to love other people and be present and be kind and good to people, He does not call us to be people pleasers. He calls us to be people lovers. We can love people wholeheartedly without losing ourselves in the process. Chronic people pleasing literally will have you just empty, depressed, and just confused as to why, like, you feel like you're being robbed of your joy all the time. I was actually putting together some research for this episode, and some of the traits I saw in a lot of articles I read was these people pleasing traits. And some of those traits are you deeply struggle with saying no, you pretend to agree with things you don't really agree with, you take on full responsibility for how others feel, you overburden yourselves to be liked and accepted. So if you're a people pleaser, you're deeply a kind and empathetic person. Chances are you just want to make everybody happy. But sis, listen to me, as you're making other people happy, you're not making you happy. The number one person, the biggest priority is you. So in the process of making others happy, you're forgetting yourself. And yes, we don't want to be obsessed with ourselves per se, but we have to put ourselves first, because in order for us to give, we must have something in our tank to give. And a lot of times, as you're people pleasing, you rob yourself of all of those things. You're worthy of respect, you know? You're worthy of respect. You're worthy of love. And the issue with people pleasing and lack of healthy boundaries is that the fear we have is disguised as sacrifice. The fear of what someone might think about you, someone rejecting you, the fear of what others won't value you outside of your performance. And yes, it's a performance, because I kid you not, there's so many times where I'm guilty of it. I've done something where I'm like, man, I really did not want to do that. And you performed. You put on that front as the good friend, the good sister, the good daughter, the good colleague, the good employee, whatever title or role or hat you're wearing that day. It's a performance. And on the other hand, genuine love exists from a place of choice. When we choose, we literally are coming from a state of control, and we're coming from a state of controlling fear. We're taking the time to include ourselves in the decisions that we're making. And we're practicing long enough to pause and realign our convictions and remember that God has called us to live in the spirit of freedom, not in the spirit of fear, not in the spirit of people pleasing. We're people loving, okay? So the affirmation that I am going to set right here is that I can love people wholeheartedly while staying in touch with my convictions and values. Life happens very fast, and if we're not careful, we will find ourselves writing checks that our personal banks simply cannot cash. Like you, there's no money there. There's nothing in that personal bank. There's nothing to give anymore. And this year, we cannot run ourselves thin anymore. It's the year of tapping in to us and realizing we matter too, but not in the way where it's like self-absorbed, but in a way of being realistic and setting our boundaries. While it may be hard saying no and taking a step back from doing a billion things at once, it is even harder to fall to the bottom of the ground when that ground is ripped from underneath you and you don't have any more control. You don't want to wait until you have no choice but to break before you take a break. So I want us to all practice self-love, self-care, and replenishment. It shouldn't be a last resort thing. We should be intentional, and it should be a planned recurrence. When you're at your best you, everything you touch will literally flourish. So my PSA is, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to pause and replenish your cup. It's okay to receive the invitation, heart it, okay? What I do, I heart the text message. I will respond when I can. I'm not going to agree to every invitation anymore because I need to know if that serves me. This is not us being bad friends. This is us being better people. This is us people loving, okay? You can show up without it hurting you. It's okay to pause and replenish your cup when you see that you're running low on patience, you're running low on time, you're running low on your sanity, your peace, your joy, and most importantly, your love. Take time to unplug from the chaos and distractions of the world, focus on yourself, and plug into my main guy, God. I'm gonna bring up God. If you are not a Christian, this is your cue to tap out and stop listening to the episode because he's truly the only one that can truly fill in those gaps and deficiencies. He's able to handle all that we're facing and more, and he wants us to come to him when we're burdened, when the weight of the world and weight of life, and he's going to turn those into promises and give us the rest we need. He says, "Come to me, all those who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." He will fill you with new power and discernment to take hold of the call of your life. He will remind you of the greatness that he has created you to be. He will take your burdens and give you an ease and fullness that you never knew possible. So you want to always remember to take time to pause and replenish and know that you are worth the effort. So I actually have an article that I read on Psychology Today, and I really liked it because it talked about three ways to set boundaries and learn to say no. And number one is practice tuning into your inner sense of yes and no. So you need to sit with yourself. And the biggest way to sit with yourself is to get to know your creator, get to know who made you. You won't know you if you don't know the person that made you. Yes, your parents may have made you, but it is important to start tapping into that divine power so you can develop a sense of wisdom that will help you to say no and give you that inner intuition. And practice paying attention to how you're feeling in the moment when situations and things arise. Okay. Another useful tool is using meditation and mindfulness and paying attention to your thoughts and feelings in the moment. Number two, way to set boundaries, learn how to tolerate the reactions of others. Boundary setting will unleash emotions, people. It will make people be mad at you. It will make people curse you out. It will make people cut you off. It might make your boss mad at you and start putting more or less on your plate. It will lead to bitterness. and resentment over time. But so will you not standing up for yourself. So will you not taking that initiative and saying no when something feels like too much. Initially, they might be upset. They might feel disappointed, but at least you did it. We cannot let fear take control of us. Number three, engage in acts of compassion, compassionate self-care. You cannot pour from an empty cup. And I think I've said that in this episode. And I think it's so important to lead with kindness and compassion, especially to yourself. The same kindness you're giving to all these people you're saying yes to, you need to set aside some time every week to do acts of self-love, whether it's going for a walk. Yes, bubble baths are great. Read something inspiring. Spend time with God. Spend time with friends that actually nourish you. Take a yoga class. Take Pilates. Do something filling for your inner self. And you can even put it in your planner to hold yourself accountable for it. But we have to set boundaries. We have to let people know that our no is our no and our yes is our yes. We're not going back and forth. We're not being rude, but we're setting boundaries and letting people know how we feel and not letting it fester and linger and making us bitter and empty. So I'm going to leave you guys with a quote that you guys can take throughout your week for any situation that you need to say no to. I hear you. I hear your concerns, but I have to stay true to my boundaries and maintain my quality of work and my peace. Use that quote if you want to in any setting, or you can use it and modify it to your liking. But always remember to lead with love and lead with respect, and the other person's gonna understand. It's hard to stay committed and to set boundaries as planned, but it's important to remember that we cannot keep pouring from an empty cup. And with that, I leave you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Like I said, like, comment, and subscribe below. Share it with your friends. And I hope that we can continue to love ourselves and respect our boundaries, and other people can understand that as well. See you guys on the next episode.